third major subheading. These are not Lord Mahavir's pratikramans. Questioner. For endless lifetimes, one has been doing pratikraman but has not attained liberation. Dadashri. That is because one's pratikraman has not been real. Liberation is possible only when true pratikraman and true pratyakhyan are done. Pratikraman should be shoot on sight pratikraman. If I utter a word to cause you even the slightest hurt, I should do pratikraman instantaneously without hesitating even for a second. You cannot afford to let things sit and stagnate. Pratikraman means repentance, to regret. What does one have to repent for? Questioner. We are not really able to repent. We just keep doing all these rituals. Dadashri. Pratikraman, on page 11, Dadashri says, pratikraman is to retrace one's steps, to repent for the anger and the sins and the hurt that have been caused to others through your medium. That is pratikraman. What is pratikraman? You can only call it pratikraman when your faults decrease, when your mistakes decrease. How can it be called pratikraman if your mistakes increase? The Lord has said to do pratikraman in a language that can be understood. Do pratikraman in your own language, otherwise you will not reap any benefits from it. The pratikraman rituals are being done nowadays in the Magadhi, the ancient language. Now what good does it do for people who do not even understand Gujarati to be doing pratikraman in the ancient Magadhi language? Even the sadhus and the acharyas, the saints, principals, acharyas, do not understand it themselves. They do not understand this pratikraman themselves, which explains why their own faults do not decrease. Such is the state of things today. The Lord Mahavir has instructed that only the Navakar mantra, the Namokar mantra, has to be spoken in the Magadhi language. And in the beginning of this book, we recited that mantra, the first component of the three mantra. The Lord has said that the Namokar mantra should be done in the Magadhi language, and that too with complete understanding. Only the Navakar mantra was worth retaining in the Magadhi language because they are the Lord's words. You must first understand the true meaning of pratikraman and realize that you are doing it. But for whom? It is either for Chandubai insulting you. Chandubai means another worldly being, a worldly name, a prakriti, a non-self complex, another human being insulting you, or you insulting someone else. Pratikraman means to destroy the inner enemies of anger, pride, greed, and illusionary conduct and deceit. Nowadays, people only perform their pratikraman rituals once a year. They wear new clothes and gather together for that day, which is called the Samvatsari day. What sort of pratikraman do you call this? Is this some sort of a wedding ceremony? Pratikraman means to be remorseful. What is the relevance of wearing fancy clothes? Is someone getting married? Not only this, but they do Raishi, which is early morning pratikraman, and Devashi, late evening pratikraman. How is it possible to recall each fault committed throughout the day when they can't even remember what they had had for breakfast? On page 12, Dadashri continues, what is the religion of the Vitarag? In it 500 or more pratikramans happen every day. The religion of the Jain can be found everywhere, but not the religion of the Vitarag. How can one do pratikraman just once a year and call himself a Jain? Nevertheless, it is better to do it even once a year rather than not do it at all. Although I make this statement, I have already done pratikraman before speaking in this manner. You, however, must not speak in such a harsh manner. Although I am saying such harsh things and pointing out mistakes, I speak out of compassion, karuna, and I see everyone as faultless, nirdosh. Someone has to enlighten this world. People need to understand the reality as it is. Knowledge of the self, atmagnan, is the path of liberation. Pratikraman after self-realization puts you on the path to liberation. After self-realization, all other ways of spiritual seeking will become beneficial towards your liberation. Questioner asks, can pratikramans become the cause of atmagnan? Can pratikramans bring about self-realization? Dadashri replies, no. This is because one does pratikraman for past mistakes, but at the same time, new atikraman, aggression, are taking place due to the ignorance of the self, due to the lack of awareness of the knowledge of who am I. This ignorance verily is the illusion. And this illusion is unrelenting. It never stops. It never ceases. This illusion to take that which appears to be in the worldly view as real is the cause of new karma. One is perpetually creating new karma as he destroys old ones through pratikraman. Old karma is an effect, and one is doing pratikraman for the effects. Old karma is an effect that is unfolding in this life. The cause of this effect was laid in the last life. When people do pratikraman, they bind punyai, good or merit karma. In the worldly life, people generally do pratikraman, and if they have awareness, jagruti, they do pratikraman in the morning and at the end of the day. By doing this, they will decrease many faults, but as long as they remain ignorant about their real self, about who they really are, they will not attain liberation, and their faults will continue to occur. The faults one does pratikraman for, however, will be erased. On page 13, but today, let alone shoot on sight pratikraman, people cannot even manage to do pratikraman at the end of the day, or even once a week, or even once a month. It is done once a year, and even then without any understanding. They just make a fashion parade out of it. No one actually does the real pratikraman, and therefore his fault and his mistakes keep increasing. One can only call it pratikraman if his faults decrease. Even if this lady, a self-realized person sitting next to Dadashri, sitting right here, has a negative thought, she would not allow you to notice it. While she manages to smile, she is doing pratikraman. She does more than 500 pratikramans each day. Dadashri, in fact, is referring to Pujya Niru Ma, Dr. Niru Ben Amin, who was sitting at the feet of Dadashri, recording every word of this as it was happening, and referring to her doing more than 500 pratikramans each day. A single negative thought is atikraman. People are not aware of how much atikraman they do throughout their day. They are not aware of how much aggression they are committing through these thoughts, speech and acts. Questioner asks, that is all bhav pratikraman, intent and feeling. Bhav pratikraman is the pratikraman through the deepest inner intent, not visible to others. One cannot do kriya pratikraman or effect pratikraman, action pratikraman, right? The questioner says all of this is bhav pratikraman. This is not effect pratikraman, kriya pratikraman, is it? Dadashi, no. There is no pratikraman through action. Pratikraman is an internal process. There is no action-oriented pratikraman. Questioner, can you explain what dravya or effect pratikraman is and what bhav or cause pratikraman is? Dadashri, your inner intent should be, this should not be so. That would be the so-called bhav pratikraman. In dravya pratikraman, in effect pratikraman, you actually have to utter each and every written word. It becomes a ritual. It is an effect. The way pratikramans are done today, it would find everyone in jail if the Lord were to be present here. Pratikraman is to ask for forgiveness for each and every fault, and to clear that fault thoroughly, removing even the minutest stain so that it is as clean as it used to be. Today, all you see is stained clothing. We're now on top of page 14. People have not done pratikraman even for a single fault, and so now there are countless warehouses of faults and mistakes. How is it possible for this young lady here, addressing to Dr. Niruben Amin, to possess such high, noble and distinguished thoughts? It is because she does countless pratikramans on a daily basis, while others do not even do even a single one. There is always a veil of ignorance in any act of doership. Once faults become concealed, once the veil appears. The fault is only visible when the veil of ignorance of doership is destroyed. Only a Jnani Purush can clear this sense of doership. You cannot do it for yourself. You cannot do it on your own. The Jnani Purush will fracture and cast off all sense of doership. Questioner, how can one do two pratikramans? How can one do true pratikraman? When is the pratikraman considered pure? Dadashri, true pratikraman begins after self-realization. Once you attain the enlightened vision as the self and replace the illusion that was there with the correct vision, the darshan, only then you will be able to do real pratikraman. Until then, one can still decrease his faults with pratikraman. If one does not attain this enlightened vision, this enlightened darshan of the self, as the self, but still does pratikraman, after having done something wrong, one binds less karma. Do you understand that? Karma is shed with pratikraman. Why do we quickly attempt to remove spilt coffee from our clothing? Questioner, to remove the stain. Dadashri, likewise, you must wash away internal stains. These people here immediately wash away their internal stains. Dadashri is referring to all these enlightened Mahatmas who are sitting in his vicinity. These people here immediately wash away their internal stains that arise in reactions as anger, greed, pride, and illusionary conduct and deceit. So everything remains spotless and meticulously so. When it is done only once a year, are you able to clean all your clothes? Page 15. My pratikraman is the shoot on sight pratikraman. What you consider pratikraman is not pratikraman at all, because the stains are not removed, while mine are spotless. Mine is spotless. Pratikraman is when all the stains, all the atikramans, the aggressions are removed and cleansed, and the clothes are rendered immaculately clean. Clothes must be laundered every single day. Each individual clothing needs to be washed. What do the Jains do? They accumulate a year's worth of dirty laundry and then attempt to wash it all at once. The Lord certainly does not allow it. Each clothing needs to be washed separately with great care. When you manage to wash at least 500 a day, you will be making progress. However many of your faults you are able to see, that many faults will decrease. This lady here is able to see 500 of her faults a day. So what prevents others from seeing their own? Something is still lacking. Surely it is not because they have become completely flawless, have they, that they cannot see their mistakes? The Lord has emphasized the need to do pratikraman daily, but people only do it once a year during Paryushan, which is a Jain traditional religious event of 8 days of inquiry and then ultimately asking for forgiveness. The Lord said that a true merchant is the one who keeps an account in his record book for the entire day, tallying his ledger in the evening. If he were to log everything just once a year, how would he manage to remember all his accounts and set his books straight? The Lord has stressed the importance of keeping a logbook for the entire day as a true merchant would. If an entry is made incorrectly, that is, if a mistake happens, it must be erased through pratikraman.